boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Before you start calling me an oncologist, I just want to make it very clear.
Nobody was going to do that.
I did not go to school for that, okay? I only went to Kirkwood Community College. I only have my associates in liberal arts. That's it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But here I go again, getting another call, asking if I'd like a job as an oncologist.
However, they're not really asking for you.
No, and you got to witness this today. So I keep getting this calls for people from people for a guy named Andrew. Andrew, figure out your number, please.
Yeah, check your resume, man. Oh, you're like missing a number or something.
So. But I keep getting calls for you. You're apparently a really good oncologist because they literally want you to work for them.
You've said this. This has been an ongoing thing. Like, you get calls from even out of state.
Yes.
Of people being like, hey, we saw you on like LinkedIn or something and we want you. And you're like, not me.
No. So I got a phone call today from Fort Madison, Iowa, and I thought, well, I might as well answer this. It's pretty local. It could be important.
Yeah, who knows?
So I answered it, and it's this guy. He says, hello. I'd like to ask you some questions and get to know you a little bit more for oncologist. And I was like, oh, you've got the wrong number.
Well, you like made a face because I was sitting right next to you, and you're like, I'm going to answer this. And then your face changed like to confusion. So I thought you were getting like a scam or something. And it was just like a funny, stupid scam.
No, no, no. It was very real. And this guy goes, wait, are you not Andrew? Oh, no, honey, I'm not.
No, sir, I am not.
I said, no, but you know, the amount of people that call me that think I'm Andrew is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, see, he sounds like a great guy. He must be a really great oncologist. And he goes, yeah, he is. We kind of want him to work for us. And I said, and I quote, well, if I had the brains, I'd do it. I'd take the job, but I don't. And then I wanted to say, that's why I work in radio.
You were like just trying to make friends with this guy.
I was like, let's just make friends. And, and the guy's like, well, we'll make sure to take your number off of our list.
Shoot. You blew your chance.
So I'm not going to become an oncologist.
You should have told him like, hey, once you find Andrew, can you tell him to call me? So A, we can sort this out. And B, he could pay you back for talking him up.
Dude, seriously, I've been hyping this guy up.
You've been giving him glowing reviews and you don't even know who he is.
I need to go see this guy. He's an oncologist. What is an oncologist?
That I believe is a doctor for like cancer.
Oh, well, great.
So he's got to be a genius.
Glowing reviews from me.
I don't know. Wherever you are, this is your number one hype woman right here. Your backup phone number? I don't know.
Seriously, am I a receptionist? Hire me.
You should send him your resume.
I should.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
We're talking a lot about animals at this time of year because we obviously have Stuff the Wagon going on.
Mm-hmm.
You can find all the details on that at KZIA.com or the Z102.9 app. Hope you like that plug. But I was so excited when I saw that there's a list of the top trending names of 2024 that's out. And I wanted to go through it because who doesn't love talking about pet names?
Can I make two guesses?
Sure. Okay, well, I have dogs and cats. So which one are you?
I'm going to go neutral, both.
Oh, okay.
Kelsey. Because I just figured we were probably going to go some type of pop culture in some sort of way.
I don't
really
think so.
Okay.
No.
Is Swift at all in any sort of really?
Yes. So for like pop culture influenced for both dogs and cats, Taylor Swift is in both.
Oh, we get both. We get Taylor and Swift.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Because
I just would have done Swift or just Taylor.
There's different ways of doing it. So I guess let me go through some of the celebrity inspired ones and then I'll just give you the overall. So for dogs, more on the It Girl train is what they're calling it, is Beyonce's up there. Sabrina, like Sabrina Carpenter.
I love that. That is such a cute name.
And Brat is up there. I know we talked about that yesterday being one of the words of the year.
I'm sorry. Can you just imagine happening to yell, Brat, it's time to come in. Brat.
I kind of like it because it's like, stop being a brat. You know,
the neighbors are gonna be like, all they do is yell at the dog and call it a brat.
And then for cats, some of the celebrity inspired ones, Styles, like Harry Styles.
I love that.
Halsey, Gaga, Elon. Actually, it's kind of a good cat
that is,
name.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I have the list of just the top trending names for both boy and girl cats and dogs. So for dogs, I'll just give you like the top five. Top five boy dog names this year were Buddy, Cooper, Milo, Max, and Charlie was number one.
Those are all the, you know, the ones you hear of pretty much all the time.
Uh-huh. And then for top five girl dog names are Lily, Lucy, Daisy, Bella, and Luna.
I knew Luna and Bella would be on that list.
Okay. And
I knew
you have a cat named Luna.
I have a cat named Luna.
Okay. And then I have your top boy cat names, which are Loki, Charlie, Leo, Oliver, and Milo.
Okay.
Which is cute. And then the top five girl cat names are Callie, Lucy, Bella, Lily, and Luna.
Don't steal my cat name. No, I'm just kidding. I don't
know. Well, I hate to tell you.
Everybody has.
You are not the only
she
one.
She was already named Luna before, so I can't be too mad about it.
By who? Neighbor man?
Well, I don't think he even named her Luna, to be quite honest. I think she was actually named Luna before.
Oh, well, she's part of
and
the
we
big
didn't
pack.
Name Evie before either. Evie was named Evie before. The only ones we truly named were Mochi and Za.
Well, I can tell you neither of those are on the list.
It's the perfect time for a cat story with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I would say that cats are probably the most confusing animals.
They are mysterious, and that is what's so confusing about them.
It would be really nice if we could talk to them, communicate with them, and be able to just understand them a little bit more.
Well, yeah, because I do all the talking, but they don't say anything back to me.
No. But there's this guy, his name is Alec, and he's been giving lessons on TikTok on how to speak and talk to cats.
In a way that they're going to understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you know what? I know you're giving me this look, but it's funny because I didn't actually come across him first. I came across a compilation video of people actually using his first one I'm going to go over of how to say come here. And it worked. People have been doing this and it works.
Okay, do it. I feel like okay. I've maybe seen this and it didn't work.
Okay, so the first, if you want to get your cat to come here, all you got to go is, meh-ah.
No, I did this. I did this and my cats probably just walked away from me.
No, you got to try it again. Meh-ah. Do it again. I don't think you did it hard enough.
I have seen it. Okay, continue.
You got to watch the compilation video I watched because, oh my
I've
God.
I've seen it. And that, I'm like, oh, everybody else's cat
yes.
likes them.
Maybe you're the problem.
Maybe I did it and my boyfriend tried it too. And it didn't work for either of us. Maybe we're pronouncing it wrong. I don't know.
Maybe that. Well, I've seen a lot of people pronounce it all sorts of different ways. But if you want to get your cat to come here, according to Alec, all you have to do is meh-ah.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll come here. Now, if you want them to know food is ready or you have food, because I know you've been trying to work on that.
I like to say, who's hungry? And they haven't got onto that, but they'd hear the sound of the food when I pull it out of
well,
the closet.
Well, how about you try, meh, meh, meh.
What?
Don't look at me. Like I'm a
Do
freak.
It again.
Like I'm a freaking speaking cat.
You are.
It's meh, meh, meh.
Okay, so I should say that.
All right. This is the dumbest thing I've done on the radio.
I mean, I'll try it, but as soon as I open their little closet door, they know it's time for food.
Well,
so maybe
yeah,
I'll try that first.
Yeah, try that.
And hope nobody hears me.
The neighbors are going to be like, why does she keep doing
what
that?
What is going on over there?
If you want to let them know you want to play.
Okay.
All you have to do is go.
Okay.
Gotta roll your tongue there.
Uh-huh.
And that will let them know you want to play. If you want them to come look over here, like there's something out the window, maybe a squirrel.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, something fun's outside. You need to go, meh, meh.
Why I'm just taking all this in right now.
And if you want to tell them you love them,
mm-hmm.
all you have to do is go, eh.
What was that? Eh? That's the sound my cat makes when he's got something stuck in his throat.
And he's telling you, Mom, I love you. You better clean this up when it comes up.
That's exactly right.
Who's your feline fix with those girls in the afternoon? C102.9.
I was watching the new, like, Hallmark movie. It's called, I forget what it's exactly called, but it's like A Touchdown and Chief's Love Story last night. Because it looked like a good one. It had Donna Kelsey in it. How could I say no?
I wouldn't expect you to. You're making your way through the entire Hallmark channel right now.
She's not wrong.
I know.
But last night I did that, and neighbor man decided to watch with me because he's a nice man and he did
that.
Does
he have a choice?
No, he doesn't. Okay. But he sat on the couch watching with me. And you know me, I love love and I love romance and all those things. And so when, you know, there's the kissing scenes or they hold hands or they're starting to fall in love, I get giddy.
Mm-hmm.
Very giddy. Okay? Like a freaking 5-year-old. Okay? Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a scene where they hold hands for the first time. They haven't kissed or anything, but you can tell they're starting to fall for each other. And I get excited. And then there's the scene finally where they kiss each other. And I lose it. I get so excited. And so, of course, every single time I get excited, I reach over and I grab his hand. And I, like, squeeze it. I go, you know?
Uh-huh.
But I noticed that he was matching my energy. Like, I would be like, oh my God, they just kissed. And he's like, I know they did. That's so exciting. And I was like, wait a minute. Is he into this? This is kind of hot. And so then later on, I was like, wait, are you really liking this movie? And he goes, no, I'm not.
Okay.
I said, but you're matching my energy. You're getting excited just like I am that they're kissing and stuff. And he goes, it's because I know you really like it. So I'm just trying to be there for you. And it was in that moment that I realized, we're meant to be together. He showed up and showed out for me.
I mean, he was honest in the end, but yeah, I think that's true love right there. Somebody that'll watch whatever stupid crap you
like. Oh my
like.
God. And he would get excited and like, even if I didn't say anything, he'd be like, honey, they're going to kiss. Oh. And he would get excited for me. He was totally hyping me up and all these things. So I loved it.
I think he might be lying. I think he actually is into it.
Do you really?
Unless he's a really good actor.
I can't tell. That's the thing is I truly can't tell if he really is into it and he's just lying to me because, like, you know, he's got to be a tough man. Yeah, he can't get in the Hallmark. Or he's really just there for me. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Either way, I'm getting what I want.
Heads. I suppose that's fair.
It's time for a Taylor Window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I just caught this in the moment. As of right now, 4:01, we've got a wind advisory.
We've had one.
Oh.
Did you not listen to my weather update?
Shoot.
Do I even matter in this show at all?
I was like,
who was I talking to? Yeah, so I told you we were under a wind advisory last hour until midnight. Am I wrong?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so forget what I just said. Because I was just...
She thought she had breaking news at 4:01 p.m.
I thought I did. Because I just looked outside and was like, dang, it's pretty windy. Like, I can hear it. You know, like the loud wind. So I looked and it says wind advisory 4:01 p.m. Mm-hmm. But maybe that's just because it's like currently going on. So...
I don't know. Now I'm choosing not to listen to you because you chose not.
I don't think I have nothing else to say.
I don't even know if I want to do weather anymore with you because clearly you don't listen to me.
That's when I take my naps with my eyes open.
Should have known better. Darn it. Well,
forget everything that I just said.
Because she didn't have breaking news.
No, nothing I just said matters.
Tis the season for tidings and good cheer. So, time to find out if that gift idea of yours is jolly or janky. It's those girls in the afternoons, ho, 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 or no, 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 on Z102.9.
By no means are we experts. However, Destiny, you love Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
We both really love gift giving. And we actually had somebody reach out asking for a little bit of guidance on something they wanted to do this year. Alex, what's your question?
I need your guys' help for a Christmas gift for my girlfriend this year. Last year, I got her a necklace. It was the first time she got a nice piece of jewelry. And I wanted to get her some earrings this year, but I didn't know if getting jewelry back-to-back years was a good idea.
That's a great question.
Well, yeah. So he's saying he got her some, like, nice, I'm assuming, pretty expensive earrings last year. And he's wondering, like, is it a bad look to do it again this year? is kind of what I'm getting from that. So I'll give you my peace of mind over here. I think that, no, it's not a bad idea, because who doesn't love nice jewelry? But I almost am thinking you need to ask her, like,
and ruin the surprise?
Kind of. Maybe not even necessarily show her exactly what you're looking for. Like, hey, I know that you loved the earrings last year, hopefully, because if she's wearing them, that means she probably likes them. Would you be interested in another piece of jewelry this year? And get her opinion on it, especially if you're spending a lot of money on, like, I don't know. I don't know anything about carats and diamonds and stuff, but I say this because I just had this happen to me. My boyfriend was like, I was looking at something really expensive for you. And I was like, why? Why? We agreed that we're going to thrift our gifts this year and you're ruining it already. What are you looking at? And he was like, well, I found this like really nice, like sparkly diamond necklace and I really want to buy it for you. Obviously, I would be so grateful, but I'm like, I don't really need that. I don't need you to spend that much money on a necklace for me. Maybe someday, but this year, not so much. So I am glad that he asked. Again, if I opened it, I would be like, whoa, this is really nice.
Yeah.
But I kind of like, especially with that much money on the line, I like having the option to be like, not a necklace. I'd rather have earrings. Or, I don't really need that this year. So
I need this instead.
Yeah, I need you to buy me groceries for 4 weeks in a row.
That would be nice.
That's what I'm saying. This is the time where everybody is like throwing out ideas to friends and family members like, hey, is this a good idea to get to this person for Christmas? And we actually had that happen to us.
We did.
We had a guy, Alex, reach out and he was like, give me a little bit of guidance. I had gotten my girlfriend a nice pair of earrings last Christmas. I kind of want to get her nice jewelry again, but is that a bad idea or not? And we want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on this? At 319-200-1029. Trisha, what do you think?
Of course not. No way. I would love that. I'll buy my groceries because I'll not buy myself a diamond necklace, but I'll buy myself groceries.
I totally agree. I will never spoil myself.
Right.
Yeah, it is one of those things that you're never going to go out and buy yourself probably expensive jewelry. So I get that.
100%. But you had said to like ask them, like ask your significant other, like, hey, is this like a good idea or whatever?
Yeah, because that's what if you're going to spend that much money, I would love for you to be like, would you even wear this? What do you think about this?
I don't, that freaks me out a little bit because it kind of ruins the surprise.
It does, yeah, it does.
Especially when you're spending so much money. So I think don't ask, but just notice things.
Oh.
Like notice, okay, if you've already got their earrings, are they wearing it a lot? And if they are wearing it a lot, okay, let's not repeat earrings because that is a cop out.
Yeah.
Let's do, I don't know, a bracelet, a necklace, an anklet, whatever. I mean, the options are kind of endless, but you do need to pay attention to, does she mix and match her jewelry? AKA, does she mix and match silver and gold? Because some women don't do that.
No, like wear them at the same time.
No, some people don't believe in doing that. Some people think that's tacky. Some people love it. I'm one of those women that love it, okay? So does she do that? Okay, from there, does she like big jewelry? Does she not like big jewelry? Does she wear necklaces? Does she not wear necklaces? So then maybe if you don't, maybe don't get her a necklace, get her a bracelet. You got to be looking at these things. This is when you really should have been taking notes.
Well, yeah, is she a gold or silver girly? And if she's not, like, I would never wear a bracelet. So if I got a bracelet, I'd be like, cool, but I don't normally wear those.
Yeah, 100%. So then that wouldn't work out. You got to be paying attention to these things.
Okay, so do you think there's time for him to take notes in a diary of all these things? Or
I think so, because most of the jewelry stores, you don't need to, like, most of the time they have what you need on hand, I think. I don't know. I don't buy expensive jewelry.
I don't think I've ever even walked into one of the stores.
Oh, my God, I can't afford it.
No. On behalf of our friend, listener Alex, we're talking about jewelry for Christmas gifts today because he called in and he asked, I got my girl a pair of nice earrings last year. I'm kind of thinking of jewelry again this year for her gift, but is that a bad idea? So we've been asking you to call us and you can still chime in at 319-200-1029. But Dave, what do you think?
Jewelry, no. Earrings, yes. So I would say get her a nice bracelet or a nice necklace, but earrings 2 years in a row, no.
Just looks like you're copying and pasting.
Yes, it does. Plus, with my wife she kind of, after a few years, she expected that was the only time of year she would get jewelry.
Oh, so it becomes predictable.
Predictable, but still jewelry, that's such a wide open thing that it could be anything, you know? So they may know they're getting jewelry, but they won't know how cool the jewelry will be.
I kind of like that, like making it into, it's almost a tradition, but you have to get a little creative with it so they don't know, okay, it's another year that I'm getting
earrings,
freaking earrings. I've got a million now. Kevin, what do you think? Is this a bad idea?
Yeah, because she's probably going to be expecting a little more than just jewelry. If it's the second year and you're not willing to go to the engagement ring, you probably need to stay away from jewelry.
Ooh, that is actually a good point.
Just a guy throwing it out there.
I love it.
I figured you would.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm like, can you call my boyfriend? Hey, and if you have any gift that you're like debating about, you're like, oh, I don't know if this is a good idea or not. Am I making a horrible decision?
We got to talk it out.
Yeah, and we'd love to be that person you talk it out to.
Exactly. So you can call us and tell us what you're thinking about at 319-200-1029.
Here's what's hot
and what's not.
Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
We've talked about eyebrow blindness and blush blindness where, you know, maybe you see a picture of yourself from, I don't know, a year ago and you're like, whoa, I went a little heavy on the eyebrow pencil or the blush. Now we have to talk about boyfriend blindness.
Okay.
So apparently this is like the time of the year where boyfriend blindness is at an all-time high because of the holidays. So if you're in like a newer relationship, this is when, if you have boyfriend blindness, you ignore red flags because you're so worried about having a partner to bring home for Christmas, to watch the Hallmark movies with, to post cute holiday photos with. And then, you know, you look back on it and you're like, hello, why didn't I see all those things that were wrong with this guy until now, a year later? So the experts are saying, prioritize yourself this holiday season. If you're getting a weird feeling, it's probably for the right reason.
Yeah.
And don't let the holidays just make you, okay, well, we'll just get through it, I suppose.
I've definitely had it before.
During the holidays?
I just, a little, yeah, a couple times during holidays, but I've definitely had it like at any point in time.
Oh, I feel like most of my exes, I had boyfriend blindness.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Where you're like, wait a minute. They didn't want to even hang out with me. Why did I ignore that?
Or I'm like, we literally didn't agree on like politics. We didn't agree on like anything. Why we were literally not compatible in any sort of way.
But in the moment, you're just like, it's fine.
Yeah.
It keeps the relationship spicy.
Or what I absolutely love is when I look back on it and I'm like, you thought you were meant to be, but you were changing yourself for that person. That's what I love when I look back on those. That I'm like, oh, I thought that was like the perfect guy. I thought I was going to marry him. Oh my God, I was so in love with him. And then I look back and I was like, oh, I totally had like boyfriend blindness. Like I didn't even notice I was changing myself for him until like later on that I was like, you were so not who you are for that person.
Who is that girl? Yeah. I don't even know her.
It's those girls in the afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I'm a rule follower. I love following rules. And I also am obsessed with Christmas, but I'm not the only one. My entire family, we're kind of the same way. And Christmas comes with very strict rules, but they're fun.
Rules and fun, not normally in the same sentence.
Let me explain. We've been doing this for, this will be our third year where we have this rule that you have to follow, and it is a color. The rule is one color. Let me explain. This year, the color is blue. Mm-hmm. So basically, for $50, you have to buy something that is the color blue or has the word blue in it. So for instance, bluey, you could buy something that has bluey in it.
Yeah.
Or is the color blue? First year was a little bit easier. We did red, so you could get a gift card to Red Robins or Red Lobster, or you could get something that was red. So for the first year, I did date night in, date night out. So the first year I got Orville Reben, I can't.
The red popcorn.
I was going to nail it, and then I screwed it up. The popcorn, and I got Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer on DVD.
So nice.
Date night in, and then date night out, I got Red Robin gift card. That was my gift that I got. Last year it was orange. I, for the life of me, cannot remember what I ended up getting. I was a rough year. I was going through a breakup.
Did the bare minimum.
I did the bare minimum that year. This year, the theme is blue. I'm not going to lie. I am struggling with the blue.
Yeah.
We've been knowing this one since Thanksgiving, and I don't know what I'm doing. The only thing I can honestly think of is bluey, and I'm like, what do I do with that?
Well, because, okay, this is with your siblings and their significant others.
Yeah, so it's both of my two sisters and then their husbands, and then it's going to be me, and neighbor man's participating.
Nice. So he has to get his own?
He also has to get his own.
Okay, step into my office. You've come to the right place.
What? Knock, hello.
Dude, I love giving gift ideas for other people because it's like I just get to spit it out there, and then you have to go buy it and take care of the rest.
Okay, deal. So I need your help.
I'm over here cooking up some really great ideas. Blue is really hard. I agree. Because it's like, what even is blue? Immediately, I am thinking literally, there's Bluebird Cafe, which is like a really popular breakfast spot.
Is that in Iowa City?
There's one in Iowa City. There's one in North Liberty. And there's one in Solon. So a little bit of a drive if all your siblings live in Cedar Rapids. But that has blue in the name. And it's really good. There's also Tavern Blue in Coralville, which I believe we had a company party at, where they have mini golf.
Is that they have the putt-putt?
Yes.
Okay, you've got me there.
So those are two like local spots that you could just do like gift cards for. That would be really fun. And then I was thinking, okay, like what other popular brands or whatever have blue in them? Culver's, like fast food, is a blue logo.
Yes.
Walmart's a blue logo. IHOP's a blue logo. And then I was like, oh, Blue Bunny ice cream, but that would be kind of hard to transport and wrap. So that might not work. And then, you know me, I love a theme, okay?
That's why I really liked my date night in, date night out. I really wanted to, like, duplicate another theme.
So it's hard because you're mixing, like, the guys and the girls. You kind of have to keep it, like, neutral. My first thought was you could do, like, a blue-tiful thing.
That's cute.
And just buy, like, blue, I don't know, beauty products or nail polish or whatever. But then the guys are kind of left out of that.
They are.
I don't know if your siblings and their significant others are like big drinkers or are into alcohol, but you could do a blues.
The boys are.
A bluesy, like boozy.
That's cute.
Little gift package of some sort. Most beer cans are blue. That would be easy. I'm sure you could find wine with blue labels on it or something. And then I was
thinking. The only thing I just thought of just now is, you got the blues.
I have that. I was
Did
thinking
really?
Like open when you're feeling blue. You could do, I don't know, like a gift card to Culver's because they've got ice cream there. You could do like, I know there's a blue box brand
idea.
Of popcorn. I don't know what it is off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
You could do a blue blankie. You could get a blue movie, something like that. I don't know.
Open tissues.
Tissues, yes.
When you're feeling sad.
Uh-huh.
I kind of like the idea of when you're feeling blue.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what else. Like fuzzy socks, maybe? I don't. What do you want when you're sad?
Well, we got to get it for the guys. Because we're right now, I feel like we're leaning more towards the women.
What do guys
would
want?
Be beer, right? Beer. Wouldn't you want that when you're sad?
Yeah. Alone time. I don't know. How do you package that up?
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Taking your favorite classic Christmas movies, and we're making them into trivia questions all this week. Tonight, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
One of my faves. A must watch every year, that's for sure.
Oh, 100%. Oh, 100%. Right up there with Elf.
Yes, I agree. The Jim Carrey one, especially, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, tonight's question is, Jim Carrey, it's funny you say that, sat in the makeup chair over 100 times while filming How the Grinch Stole Christmas. On average, how long did he have to sit there each day?
I mean, he's unrecognizable.
Mm-hmm.
besides his voice, he's got so many. I don't even know the hair, the prosthetics.
So much.
It's insane. So I'm trying to think how long it would be. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
My only thought is, was he eating a Sammy during that time? I'd get hungry.
You'd have to snack, probably. Right.
Did you get
right?
to watch a movie?
The Grinch gets hungry, too.
Like, what were you doing during that time?
Maybe sleeping.
Maybe. You know what?
Then a nap.
Can he nap while they're doing their makeup?
I have no idea. I've never been transformed into the Grinch.
Jim Carrey sat in the makeup chair over 100 times while filming How the Grinch Stole Christmas. On average, how long did he have to sit there each day? What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical Guesses on Z102.9.
This week, your favorite Christmas movies. That easy? We're turning them in into a trivia question. Tonight, it's How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
One of my favorites.
Well, you said that about Elf.
Well, that is my favorite. Like, no questions asked, but
This is your other one.
Grinch is up there, definitely.
Well, the question is, Jim Carrey sat in the makeup chair over 100 times while filming How the Grinch Stole Christmas. On average, how long did he have to sit there each day? What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, Michael said 4.5 hours.
That's a lot.
That's like our entire show.
Well, we sit the whole time, Taylor. Is that really much?
I know, but like when you're getting your makeup done and stuff and like hair glued on and I don't know what all you had to have done. You can't do anything.
My problem is I itch my face a lot. And I like play with my hair a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be itching and then the makeup artist would be like, you messed up my work.
And then it would take even longer.
Mm-hmm. Josh said 9.5 hours.
Holy cow.
At that point, there goes, you can't film.
Right, where he's not sleeping or something. They're doing it overnight. I mean, don't know.
Do they follow the eight-hour work? I don't know.
Not if that's the case.
No, they don't.
2186 said, I would say on average about 2 to 2.5 hours. I've had it done to me, and it only took 3 hours. So professionals do it in less time. Why were you getting turned into the Grinch? I have questions.
2186, Texas. Taylor has questions.
Were you in a show? Were you doing it for funsies?
Maybe Halloween.
Maybe for Halloween. I gotta know what's the such 2186.
Were you in a movie?
Are you? Is this Jim Carrey?
Jim Carrey, did you text us?
Oh my God.
How cool is that? Shut up. Do we have Jim Carrey's number?
On the text line?
Jim, we will not give it out. We only gave out your last four. Jimeth, we won't tell me.
Please.
I'm trying to act cool. Hey, Jimeth.
Okay. We won't not tell cool me. At all. Blowing Jimmy. It. You're blowing it.
Oh, Jimmy. We won't tell anyone. We just only told your last four.
Oh my goodness. Just shut up, you guys. I just dressed up as a Halloween.
They're like, these people are weird.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. It's not Jimeth's number. Okay. I'm going
to
move
on. You are not allowed to talk to any celebrities ever.
Is that why we've only had Post Malone's dad on this show?
Yep, pretty much.
Jim Carrey, hopefully also texting us, sat in the makeup chair over 100 times while filming How the Grinch Stole Christmas. On average, how long did he have to sit there each day?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and we'll have the answer coming up in less than 4 minutes.
Hey, Jim. What do you think of the corn here? It's all gone, though.
Is that really what your first question would be to Jim Carrey?
What would you ask Jim Carrey? Come on.
Not about the corn.
Okay. What do you think of the season of Five Smells? I'm awkward.
Okay.
This is why we haven't talked to
celebrities.
We'll
never be our celebrity interviewer ever.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas. What a great movie.
God, my favorite part is when he's like, that's it. I'm not going.
I know.
That is me every day of my life.
I'm going to say, God, how I can relate to that.
Can we just
really quick before we get to the trivia question, can I just talk about how it ticks me off that the streaming services, like none of them have the classic Christmas movies, or if they do, they're like, you got to pay $3.99.
Oh, yeah. Like rent it.
It's like, well, I already threw away all the DVDs because I thought we had streaming services that I pay for. That I didn't need to pay for.
Wait, is this one not on streaming?
I've looked for it. Currently, I think like last time I checked, I had to rent it, or it's on like a Peacock. When the one I don't have.
Oh, I have Peacock.
Girl, give me the password.
Wait, this says Hulu.
Oh my God, I have Hulu.
Check that out when you get home.
Okay, well, give me your Peacock if it is on Peacock, because I don't have Peacock.
Only for a price. Anyways.
Moving on to tonight's trivia question, which is more important than Taylor sharing her Peacock password. Jim Carrey sat in the makeup chair over 100 times while filming How the Grinch Stole Christmas. On average, how long did he have to sit there each day? What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Jim Carrey had to sit in the makeup chair on average for 3 hours each day. Now, here's the crazy thing. But the very first time when they were just, you know, seeing how things work and if they like it, you know, it took 8.5 hours for the first time. And then they realized, yeah, this is not...
That's an entire workday.
This is an entire workday. He hasn't gotten to film yet. This is not going to work out. So obviously they had to do some cutting and figuring out what's not going to end up working out.
I want to know like what the difference is. Like I want to see a picture of the first time. Like they must have gone into crazy detail if it took 8.5 hours. Like he looks unrecognizable after
what
the average
of
3 hours. Right. Were they putting individual hairs like coming out of his mustache or something? What did they cut out?
I would like to see the first photo because I'm like, how much are we missing out on versus 3 hours and 8.5? And did you let him go to the bathroom? I have questions.
That is the biggest question, honestly. So earlier in Trending With...
You better pull that for a blooper. I swear to God.
Pardon me. Oh, my God.
We're going to redo that.
Okay, so...
Oh,
all right. Okay,
let's
we're rolling
going.
With it. About died live on the air. Sorry. What I was meaning to say before I was attacked by my own body. Earlier in Trending with Taylor, I revealed to you some of the top trending names for cats and dogs for 2024. Those names that have like really skyrocketed.
I don't
over
think
the
you're
year.
Well.
I'm really not. I'm starting to sweat. and there's actually some more that I want to go through because there's a whole category of food names.
He's not well.
For pets. I'm okay now. And I want to go through some of these food names because you have a dog that's named after pizza.
Yes. Our dog's name is Zaw and our cat's name is Mochi, which is also ice cream.
Okay. Well, I'll go through, I'm going to fire through top 10 cat names that were inspired by food that really grew this year. So starting at the bottom at number 10 is pepperoni.
That's cute.
Loaf. Dumpling. Maple syrup.
That's too long.
Goat. Burrito.
That's cute.
Burger. Baby Bell, which is like the cheese.
Yeah.
Casserole.
Uh-huh.
And provolone.
I like provolone. Like
now, for dogs, starting at number 10 is pork chop.
That's cute.
Cauliflower. Oh my God, am I okay?
I was like, I don't know what
How
she's
do you
trying
say that word?
Cauliflower.
You get the point. Moving on.
I don't
on.
Know if they do.
tortilla, pastrami, Baby Bell is number 5. Poutine, provolone, chive, and number 1, I feel like you're going to feel a little bit of regret because I know you wanted a pizza name for your dog.
We did.
Calzone.
Now that's good.
That's adorable.
Calzone is good.
Are you going to change his name?
Calzone. No, because we are right now, we call him Zaw, short for pizza, and we really like to call him Zippity Zaw.
Oh, okay. That's kind of...
We're like, Zippity Zah, and he likes it. I can tell he likes it because he comes to Zippity Zah.
Okay. Well, never mind, I guess.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.